Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Tanner. We have a new episode today with Diva Danielle, 22, over on Instagram. She's a Reiki healer, spiritual healer, psychic medium. I hope you enjoyed the interview. I'm done with her. You can catch it on Instagram Live, Instagram TV. Enjoy the show. Do you love me? You just yell at me all the time.
Throwing shit and having a freaking 5-year-old tantrum. You throw this, I will get in very emotional at the
right?
Yeah.
Can you see me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can see you. I can hear you.
Wonderful. So first of all, welcome to my home. This is the
all right, kind of a bit.
Oh, we disappear. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. Uh-huh. But so it's the same. Requested, send a request to be. Okay, let's try to. Okay. Hello? Can everybody see me now? Hello, hello.
Hello.
I think we had an issue with this connect for a moment. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Like I'm saying, welcome to the New Age Studio. This is the second base of the New Age Studio. I have another part of my New Age Studio in downtown. It's the Kona Wellness Center. So I'm actually really happy, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem. How are you liking the new studio?
Sorry, I cannot hear you.
How are you liking the new studio?
Oh, I really do like it. I enjoy it. You know, it's always full of people. I constantly have requests, and people are enjoying our services, because everything is there about body, mind, and spirit. So I'm really happy.
That's awesome. What's some things you help them with?
Sorry?
What are some things about the body you help them with?
Well, you know, inside of our studio, the New Age Studio, we do many different kind of things. So we do have all about alternative healing. So it's actually doing, we do have Reiki, we have reflexology, massage therapy, we have spiritual counseling, spiritual guidance, also help with mental health, connection with your spiritual guide, past life, many different kind of products. So it's all about feeding body, mind, and soul.
That's good. You have any like problems with like... Yeah, like, does that help with like drug addiction and stuff like that?
Of course. So there is some of our clients are also having post-traumatic stress disorders. So we do have some veterans. I'm really proud of that, that some of our military veterans are also here. And we do also have some of the clients that do have issues with addiction. So let's say there's alcohol abuse, drug abuse, even gambling abuse, like some people like that, or, you know, being addicted even to the technology. So it's all about reprogramming, like I should say it. But in one way, it's not reprogramming. It's actually exchanging the negative energy with positive energy.
That's really cool. Is there different ways of going about between like a veteran with PTSD and someone with abuse problems? Is there a different pathway to...
Of course, of course. course, because post-traumatic stress disorder comes from that trauma. It could be childhood trauma, it could be adulthood trauma, and it could be trauma from the past or the present. It depends actually the diagnosis of that person. And when we are talking with those kind of approaches, if sometimes we have a group session, sometimes there's a one-on-one, it's all done in a safe environment. And during that time, the person will release the negative energy. And as you lay down on the, for example, table, you will get all the balance and basically feed your body, mind, and spirit with positive energy. We also use the crystals, and the crystals will absorb the negative energy and recharge you with the positive energy. And this is done since the ancient times. Also, meditation is very good for calming down your basically nervous system, calming down your heart, your blood pressure, and even lowering the, you know, diabetes. And what's basically happening during that time, you are renewing your body cells and basically programming your mind. And you are doing this by yourself without any drug, without any heavy injection. It's your own body programming itself using the universal energy.
That's awesome. You have any questions about, you had some questions about crystals?
No, I was more interested about Reiki and how we go about Reiki.
Oh, my fiance, I wanted to ask you about Reiki, how you go about Reiki medicine and treatment?
Reiki is an ancient Japanese technique. And actually, when I started my studio, it was all started on basically helping people that were having very heavy issues with their health, like cancer, post-traumatic stress disorders, then you have diabetes, heart issues, and etc. So it's almost like a safe place where you will recharge your body.
Yeah.
During the ancient time in Japan, one of the ancient monks found these scriptures in the temple and found out how to heal your body with this energy that is coming around us. And I did study that deeply. Of course, I'm fully recognized and my license are there in the other studio at the Sona Wellness Center. And basically, now we do use Reiki here at the Cross Cancer. We use it in many different kind of fields, in hospitals, even in Latin America, in the States, because it's proven that this energy is, like I'm saying, recharging your body, removing all the negativity, calming down your organs, and helping you feel better and rejuvenate yourself. So it's even helping with some autistic children, some children with disabilities. So it's an ancient way of healing without invading your body with needles, with morphine, with fentanyl, Advil, and etc.
That's really cool. That's really good.
Thank you.
Oh, God. What got you started on this path?
Well, I started basically the Reiki or the whole path of my life.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. I was born as a psychic and medium child. My great grandmother was the same. And like I always say, my great grandmother Julia is alive because her legacy keeps living on. And I've been seeing the things since I was a child. I was basically very little, you know, and I could remember seeing the shadow people. I could remember seeing the monsters and everything in the beginning. And I would see the good things, the bad things that would happen in the future. And of course, I would go to my mom and I would say, for example, this will happen. In the beginning, you know, just like every mother, she was kind of paying attention closely. And then when my father had an incident of cutting his leg, and I saw that in my dream, I told her, that's when she actually kind of released out and she told me everything about the great-grandmother, because my great-grandmother died in 1965. I wasn't even born, I don't know. And I heard the story, but we must understand that being in a Greek Orthodox culture, where Orthodox Church is very kind of protective, just like you have a Roman Catholic Church or many of these churches, they are really more fundamentalistic. Now they're more open, but they will be like, we don't talk about that. It's something that people, but, you know, I'm really proud of my gift. And as I was kind of going on, like I'm saying, I had a basically lovely family, my mom especially, she encouraged me to help people, heal people. And then in 2017, I opened my studio, but prior to that, I did a lot of healing on the side, reading and everything, and I was just doing it to help everybody.
Oh. Well,
uh,
How was it like when you have a premonitional dream compared to one that wasn't? Was it different? Did it seem different or feel different as you can remember?
There is many different kind of dreams. There's a dream when you're talking about the regular dream, when there's a rapid eye movement that keeps us basically level of the sleep. And people think that lasts hours, it lasts only a couple of minutes, but that's the time when you will actually leave spiritually away from your body, being a psychic medium or basically just being a regular person. So some people have that third eye or the third channel connected deeper, and some people less, but what's totally fine. When you see the permission or when I see the visions in my dreams, I actually go outside of my body and I can be at that place, or, you know, I can see it basically just standing on the side. So I'm always far off. And when I woke up in the morning, it was something very pleasant. I usually feel good about it and hyper and how should I say, you know, happy. Like yeah. If it's something really bad or I went in a really bad situation, I do feel tired and I feel exhausted and drained. So it depends, to be honest with you, my friend, what kind of dream or the vision was. If, for example, when I did see my uncle having a, you know, baby girl, I was really happy in the morning. Everybody was bidding the money and they're saying it's going to be a boy. And I said, no, it's going to be a girl. And I said to my mom, you know what, Damien is going to have a girl. We were all happy and that's what truly happened. But, for example, if I go somewhere where it's the war, or, you know, somebody being killed or injured, of course, I woke up in the morning and it kind of can be heavy because you have to process that. And there's no way the people lie. There's no way of 100%, you know, saying, oh, I'm happy about it. I can deal with it. I think people lie because it's all about your process. Mm.
Does it take, it took a long time for you to, like, come skillful at extra projection, or was that like inherently something you inherently could do?
I will be honest to you, when I was very little, like I'm saying, I would go into the places that I didn't understood and I didn't know what they are. So I would see some basically people that I don't know who they are, but when I talk in the morning, let's say you're my cousin or you're my grandpa, and they would say, where did you see that? Because I would explain or talk about the things that happened in the past and I didn't know. So I never had an issue, and I should say, to master anything because I was born with it. So as I was just becoming older, I think I kind of learned more how to cope with it when I wake up, but not ever to master it because that was just part of me since I can remember.
That's really cool. That's really...
Thank you.
So you're able to see like shadow people and people who have passed away, right?
Yes, of course. So there is sometimes in my visions, I do see people when they would pass away. For example, I did see my great-grandfather and my grandfather. So that was my mom's father passing away. I did see that, and that's exactly what happened. And many other things. And sometimes that can be very difficult because you would actually either see the way they would pass away, or you would also, you know, see them going away, especially if they're close to your heart. It can be a little bit difficult because you know it's going to happen, and how you're going to, for example, release that to your loved one. But like I'm saying, you kind of learn how to cope with it. So it can be difficult. And if I see sometimes my clients, you know, I have a few, for example, cards in front of me, they will come and ask me, would I live long? Would I die? I avoid those subjects the best I can. And the reason why, I think it's up to the universe to tell you when you will die, when you will live. I'm here to help you and to be your basically compass and the guide, but I'm not here to tell you when you're going to die and when you're going to live. I think it's actually very wrong. There's only very limited number of people, and there is a reason why I tell them what time they will leave and or, you know, the loved one with somebody that they're asking for, but I avoid that.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's like it messes with your head if you knew when, how.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, there is some, for example, if you are very close to me and I may see you in my dream, or I may see the things that will happen in the dream, and I may phone you and I will say, you know what, this is what's going to happen to you. And at that moment, you'll say, oh, either Daniel is crazy or she's wishing me bad. I actually don't wish anybody bad. I just want to help you and kind of try to make you avoid those things if I can help you. And sometimes that can be also very difficult. Most of my friends and my family and the people that are really loyal to me and I'm loyal to them, I try to help them and guide them the best I can.
Yeah. It's a good way to be. Are does different crystals have different effects on the body and so, and spirit?
Of course. So, you know, since like I'm saying the ancient times, so we're talking about ancient Egypt, ancient China, ancient Japan, or ancient Greece. These are some of the major, you know, basically empires that we know in some of the ancient civilizations. They did use these crystals for healing, connecting body, mind, and spirit, and also connecting to the past life. So, for example, people usually ask about the love. They want to find love, increase love, and connect to a love or inner healing. That's when you would use, for example, quartz, the pink quartz, and that's presented in the heart. So many of the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians, ancient Greek, and even, believe me or not, in ancient China, they were buried with the quartz near their heart or inside of their pocket. So they say they're carrying the love from one life to another life. Then you have, you know, something like a red jasper. A jasper would be something to protect you, heal your body and everything. Then you have tourmaline, you have obsidian. There's many different stones that will help with different kind of chakras or the levels of the body, and also are used in many different kind of seances for protection. But when somebody wants to use, you know, crystals to connect into the spirit side, I would basically always mostly use the jasper, obsidian, and the quartz. And the reason why, because you have a heart and you have any kind of black stone protection. So that way you are protecting your heart, but you also have a protection, so you kind of balance. But you have to be always very careful because there's many different kind of ways of using the stone.
That's really cool. I think I read somewhere, like, were you saying that use the moon to like recharge your crystals?
Yeah, you use moon.
Right.
You put the crystals out to charge under the moon.
So, yeah. Fiance was saying you used like the moon to recharge the crystals at night. Is that right?
So, I must say, I'm a lover of moon, and moon first of all is not a. The moon is not, first of all, male. It's a female. Moon is a goddess.
Yeah.
And moon is a wishmaster. So it's proven by all these top scientists and by basically all these researchers that moon affects our body, mind, and spirit. So all this electromagnetic field and the energy from the moon, when they're actually hitting, for example, of the dragon here that I have beside it, I'll show you.
That's cool.
So when it's actually hitting on this dragon, it's actually charging him because he's very heavy because he's made out of the stone. So basically, when it's hitting on him, he's absorbing all of his energy. So this dragon is then becoming more powerful because he's getting the energy from the universe. Any kind of jewelry, for example, I have here a jade because it's self-protective. So I leave that on all of the moonlight. And the reason why, like I'm saying, the energy from the moon is removing the negative energy, all the basically bad aspects during that month. So that's why we have the full moon. It's also removing all the illness and bad situation around us. So when the people are asking that, my friend, what I would use this basically in moment, any kind of jewelry that you have, any kind of object. So it can be even a coffee mug. You know, leave it under the moonlight and let it charge. What you're doing, you are basically blessing that object, feeding it with the energy that later will help you feed your body, mind, and spirit and protect you too.
Cool. Could the same be? Does it have a like? Female being female, is there like a male spirit for the sun? Is it more masculine, more warlike? I guess like energy come off it.
So what I can tell you, you know, if we go in the ancient times, prior to Christianity, prior, of course, Islam, we had the law, then we had the Hebrew Judaism, and then many branches from Christianity, many branches from Buddhism, etc. We were all pagans. We were all believing in sun of the moon and the stars. That was our God. And that's what we were all thinking we were coming from. And I'm not here to say that anybody should change their opinion or, you know, their beliefs. I'm not here for that. You believe in whatever you want. But basically, what I can say, the sun is a male and it's presenting basically the power of men, while the moon is the goddess. It's presenting basically the connection with the female side. And there's a story, and I always love that when they say, I want you to love each other like a sun and a moon. If you actually have that connection like a sun and a moon, there's no way to divide those two soulmates in love. Nothing or nobody will be able to divide them because they have a blessing of the universe.
Yeah. I like that. Like, I'm thinking like Ra and like, what's the goddesses? The moon goddess? Like,
Nymphs is the goddess of night. I don't know. The goddess of the moon.
I don't know. There's so many. So, how's the new studio going?
My studio?
Yeah, how's it going?
So basically, like I'm saying, I was really happy because it just opened 2017. This is in the Sedona Wellness Center. We are on the second floor. Like I'm saying, you know, it's actually providing a lot of care for many different kind of services and many different kind of people. There's people that come, my friend, for many different kinds of things, starting from a spiritual guidance up to the physical support. So it depends what kind of healing and what you're looking for, but we are here for everybody.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I would feel really great and feel like I'm doing a lot of good work if I was you and helping people and stuff.
So, you know, like I'm saying, in the beginning, it took me some time to learn about my strengths, to learn about my strengths and my weaknesses. I'm not talking about the visions or anything, but I'm talking also that gift can also be a curse. And it can be heavy burden on your heart when you see something or you know something. But also, I use this gift to help people and help everybody the best I can. And I think, you know, as you mature, you learn more about yourself. And I feel really good now that my gift is helping me to touch people all around the world. And that doesn't matter who they are and what they are, my doors are always open. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help.
That's good. That's really cool.
Thank you.
I need to work on like figuring out my strengths and weaknesses in my life, and got me pondering things right now.
You know, I see the things, and basically, just like I said this to other gentlemen
at Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Who did an interview with me in a podcast two months ago, I did a read for him, and while we were doing the reading, I said to him, you know what, I don't think you should publish. And he said to me, I don't think so either. You can say I did a reading for you and you really did enjoy it. And he said that in his our podcast. But if you have a corner reading or you need some help with mastering your strengths and finding the solution out here, but not public, because you can be very heavy. This is your own life. And I'm not a person who would expose people. I think everybody has a right for their own privacy. My clients come from some of the top, very famous people to the even ambassadors of different countries. So I actually, when I do reading from them, everything is very private. Yeah. Everything is professional. And if they want to release something, it's up to them. But I never release anything about anybody to anyone else. So if you ever want it, you are more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you take it like a patient, doctor-patient confidentiality, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You must understand that also I balance this. First of all, you know, my background, it is in a medical field. I'm very proud of that.
That's cool.
And I must say, I always try to keep everything balanced. So I mix the Western medicine, Eastern medicine, and my gifts so that I can provide you the whole care. Of course, I keep that ethics, and I think it doesn't matter what you do. If you come to me, you know, or your beautiful girl comes and she wants something, it's going to be between three of us. But if she asks me even something about you, I'm not going to tell and phone you tomorrow and say, this is what she asked me. I keep everything personal, everything confidential and private, because I think it's very important. We are dealing with the human life, and that can be something we don't want to play with.
Of course. What do you think about the use of like ayahuasca for spiritual healing?
I had a couple gentlemen. I'm going to mention that. They came to my studio one day, and they mentioned if somebody is using it, it's their own choice. I would just say to be very careful, and of course to have somebody who's a professional guide, I should say, in it, because it can be also very dangerous. So yeah. Are you playing with the devil? Yes, you are. Can it be helpful? Yes, you can. So it's all how you take it. But personally, in my studio, I don't have nothing against it. Even here, even if it's here approved here in Canada, of course, I have some clients that they use it. I have nothing against it. That's their own life. But in my studio, I don't have it.
Yeah.
So, it's your own choice what you want to use, right?
Yeah, I've heard horror stories about people using it. It's gone really bad.
I believe you. I would be honest to you. I heard many people, and I was really shocked when they came to me and they would say, I did see this, I did see that, and I said, that's not a vision. And they'll tell me, I said, no, that's not a vision, that's you being a high and something, what is it, basically chemicals are playing with your brain. So you will see dead mother, father, you fly around the room, you will leave through the windows, through the doors, and many different kind of things. So I'm going to be honest, that's not a vision, that's being high.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Because I'm not trying to say anything, but the people, like I'm saying, that are very close to me, I'm an addict to my tea. I love my teas. I don't drink alcohol. I have nothing against it. I just don't like taste of it. I never drink the alcohol. Neither do I smoke. I have nothing against the smoking. And neither do I use any drugs. So for me, when somebody's telling me they're using those kind of, I should say, so-called supplements to see something. I'm saying you're not seeing anything. You're just being high. That's all. But seeing a horror story, I must say, I heard them here. I did hear them in my studio. I did hear them at University Hospital of Alberta. I did hear from some of my friends that are really high physicians and doctors. When you hear those stories, they're actually very scary.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of tea?
I like different kind of teas, and in my studio, not this one, but the other one, I have different kind of from the David's tea to the Buddha's tea. So So those are really kind of teas that are really mostly based on organic substances. So there's nothing basically added chemically in it.
Yeah.
And but my favorite cup of tea would be, you're going to laugh now, it's the Canadian Red Rose. And very simple. I got it in a big box, and it's organic, and I have it here right now. So it's my favorite tea. And I use that without the milk, just a little bit of sugar, and that's it.
That's
so
good.
Very simple.
Do you like it hot or iced tea?
I like more hot drinks than the cold drinks. But we must understand, like I'm saying, Canada is not a hot country. Even right now, we're having this heat wave. It's killing me. Like, I cannot breathe, because for us, 35, 36 degrees Celsius is too much. And they think it's going to be 42, 43. It's going to be like Arizona or Texas or Florida. For us, that's too much. So I like more my hot drinks. It's just it kind of helps me stimulate my nerves, makes me relax, and kind of warm up if it's cold. So that's why.
I get that. Any questions?
How would you?
What would you?
I'm trying to think. I'm kind of emotional right now.
Oh, do you have any questions for me?
I was just wondering, you know, for you, how did you start this cryptic thing, the Cozy Cryptic Podcast? How did you start?
I was. Oh God. I remember how. I don't know. I just started doing it. I was like, I was bored. I had nothing to do. So, like, I'll start a podcast and start doing it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I think you're doing an awesome job. And people are really enjoying it and having fun. I think it's pretty cool.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
How do you start on your spiritual journey?
Oh, okay. My fiance wants to know, how do you start on your spiritual journey?
You know, many people ask about their spiritual journey. Spiritual journey is something that it cannot happen over the night.
Okay.
First of all, you must get a calling. And that's another thing. There's no wrong path. And I want people to hear this very closely, who they're listening to this and at this moment. I don't want people to think, you know, when you say I'm on a spiritual journey, it doesn't mean, you know, you have to go to a particular church, you have to go to a particular temple or whatever. It can be also totally opposite to what you are born or what you are raised in. But this is your calling. That's when you're waking up and you start asking the question, for example, why did I start this podcast? Or, for example, I want to touch the lives of so many people and talk about supernatural and many different kind of things. And I want to make my life better. I want to connect with other people. So when you're talking about spiritual journey, it can happen at any moment, at any time. Usually happens after 40, around 35, 36, and further on. Some people have started later in their life, after in their 60s. And the reason why is because they are realizing they want more answers from life. So it's not everything that they're taught on. So that's when you, for example, you may enter the Buddhist temple. You're just curious. Because you get this calling, how do people connect over there? I want to know how to meditate. I want to know how to basically, you know, believe in dragons. So it's all about you, what is calling you at that moment. And I would advise everybody, don't be scared. When you start that calling, it doesn't mean you are a bad person. If it's opposite of what you are raising, it means you're actually starting that spiritual journey and opening your spirit to many different possibilities and opening to knowledge about universe.
I agree. It's.
Thank you.
I think, you're saying, it's not like a, I don't think it's like a straight, path. It's like you're more like in a forest, kind of like a zigzag. You might go back to things. You might cross, go back where you started or get lost. And
yes.
Stuff.
Yes, the truth, what is, you know, everybody is different. So, for example, some people stay where they are. So, for example, they were deeper into Roman Catholicism, Orthodoxy, Islam, Hebrew, it doesn't matter. And they want to go deeper and connect with that.
Yeah.
While some people, what means like a really spiritual journey path. It means they're really connected to all different kind of resources that the universe are giving us. So I may offer you to see this dragon, and tomorrow you may Google it yourself and say, what is to be draconian? I would like to know about that. That means you are kind of opening a different door and possibility to connect with a higher power. But, you know, I want to see what is the meditation. I would also advise everybody who would like to basically connect and start their spiritual journey to first go to the library. So any kind of library, it could be chapters, it could be codes, whatever kind of, you know, resources of the book you have. Right now it's COVID-19, but you can even do it on your basically laptop or your phone and just type in spiritual journey book, and you will be capable of seeing different kind of versions how people disconnect to these dimensions and different sides. And one of them, I'm sure, will call you, and that's where you start.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking to, like myself, like looking to like mindfulness and meditation, and like I want to meditate. It helps. Like, I just feel better. Like,
of course.
I don't know why. Like, you ever meditate?
All the time. Yep. I also actually cleanse the room a lot.
Cleanse the room?
I try to banish all negative energy. Yeah. And that's why I burn incense, light sage, and lemongrass. My other question was, what would be best to use to cleanse the house? My next question for her would be,
What's the best thing to cleanse the house of like negative energy?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I love that you mentioned that. First of all, especially because we have a COVID-19 and there's a lot of negative energy around us. We are all under the tension. You know, we are thinking about loved ones, paying the bills. Are we going to make enough money? That's part of the life. It's actually, we have to be very realistic. Also, you know, to release any kind of negative energy from your home. What I use a lot of times here, advices from the Aboriginal people here in Canada, from our Nakoda people. So what I do use, it would be sage. So basically you can use any kind of sage. So it can be white sage, it can be a vandal, it can be, and I also use pine, I use lavender. I have all different kind of vandal that I use, but it's first one that anybody can use and find would be the sage. And you open all of the windows in your home, yeah, or at least one that you're going to target. And you go clockwise, not counter, but the clockwise around each and every room. Don't miss the basement. And that's when you actually, you say, power of the earth, so fire, and then you have the air, and you have the water. Clean my house. But even you don't have to go in a regular way. You can just say, you know what? I want happiness, health, love, peace, and prosperity to come to my home. Mm-hmm. And as you're doing that, while you're going clockwise, you're actually removing all the aspects of the negative energy. You're going to go to that window or to windows that are which open, and they're gonna, that negative energy will leave. This is very proven by the top scientists all around the world. And what does it do? It ionizes, so it actually also removes the negative ions from the air and refreshes the air and gives the more oxygen to your brain and removes all the negative energy from your home.
Why clockwise, not counterclockwise?
Well, first of all, you're going to go clockwise because you're going to go with the time.
Yeah.
You're going with the time. You're not going against the time. And we live at this time. We are not living at the past. And you are not bringing anything from the past. You are going clockwise. What it means, you're going with the time, removing everything at this time to go away, and then allowing the new time to come in. And the air and the new energy comes in. It's going to actually surround your home.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's cool. I like that. Tell me about the painting behind you.
This is not the painting, but I can. Can you see it if I stand up? No, this is. I'm gonna just remove. So this is green tarot.
Oh yeah.
The green tarot is actually a goddess.
Oh yeah.
She's a goddess. Yeah, and it's actually basically printed on the beautiful material of the silk. And it's a gift of one of my friends, Jackie, and she gifted it to me when I actually became an AT master. And she's a protector of basically females and fertility. So she is almost just like an Aphrodite or Nefertiti. So she's presenting love, peace, fertility. Like you can see the sun. You can see she's holding a lot of flowers. And also she's meditating. So she's presenting all the beauty of the world. So this is actually called Green Tara. And she's part of the Hinduism. So she's actually basically a full female strength on the earth and beauty and love. But I have her, and she's also a symbol on my New Age studio, on my card, and in other studio in Sarcona Wellness Center. But I'm very closely connected to the Green Tara.
That's pretty cool. She seems really like a really impressive goddess.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you feel like you're like an oracle for her in some way?
You know, oracles are very common. I work with a lot of oracle cards. And when I do sometimes the reading, I bring them in. Yeah. And, of course, I work with them. And it depends what each person wants. So oracles are very common. And they've been used for, I don't know, for how long. I don't want to lie to you.
Forever.
For thousands. Yeah.
Yeah,
forever.
I have a question. If it's not too personal, is there other deities that she works with?
I don't think she...
Well, deities is the gods and goddesses. She works with them. That makes sense. Don't give me that look.
My faucet's gone crazy.
Sick. That's fine. I'm here to answer any questions if they're crazy. That's fine.
She was asking me, like, what other deities do you connect with or feel like are important in what you do?
What kind of story? I couldn't hear you. What?
What kind of, like, gods and goddesses do you feel?
Oh, gods and goddesses. So, it depends. Everybody's different. So when you enter any of these metaphysical stores, or, you know, when you open your computer, your phone, because you're in COVID-19, hopefully, you know, it's going to get better. But before it gets better, it always gets worse. You know, when you enter that place, it depends which god and goddesses is calling to you. So, for example, that's Green Tara. So I'm very connected to Green Tara. Nefertiti, Aphrodite, Venus. So these are the female strength goddesses.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that actually present female power. So, for example, for your mom, you know, she would love it because it would give her more strength, more power. I'm not talking about power to be feminist and being judgy, but I'm talking about feeling inside much better. In the beginning, some of those connections with those goddesses can be a little bit difficult. But as you start to meditate, light the candles, or, you know, do the rituals, you connect with them. You can actually feel their presence. So it all depends when you actually start searching about goddesses or the god or goddesses, which one is really connected to you. I'm really also connected to the Venus. That's my also priestess name, because I'm all presenting about the love and the harmony. And it's just the way my heart is, because I'm very deeply connected to the Venus.
Fitting. God, I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything else to ask, but I'm sure as soon as we end this, I'm like, I should ask that and that and...
And that's okay. You can always think about the more questions, you know, and whatever questions come on, you are more than welcome to write them on, and I will try my best to answer to you. Or, you know, if you want, you can arrange again another date and time while you have the questions written, and you can always do it. I just have to work with the time, because we all have our busy schedule.
Yes, of course. I would love to have you on again sometime. And okay. Talk more.
Okay. Of course. And I must say it was my pleasure being a guest on your podcast. It was wonderful meeting your family behind and hearing some of their questions. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to be guest again. And I'm hoping, you know, from our chat today that people will learn more about, you know, how to balance their body, mind, and spirit, heal, and connect to the other side.
That's awesome. It's a pleasure being your host. And where can people find you at and learn more about your studio and what you do?
People can always go on my Facebook, Daniel Viva Borazan. They can also go on my basically page, and you will see my Facebook page on the basically newstudioage.net. You can also go on my Instagram. So any of those pages that I'm on, they're more than welcome to contact me, leave me the message, and I will be happy more to help you. If I don't answer immediately, some of my staff members will, and we'll try our best to help you out and guide you, whatever kind of help you need.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for watching. See you next week, I guess, yeah.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Oh, God. All right. That was Danielle, Diva Danielle 22 on Instagram. She's a psychic, Reiki healer, spiritual healer. Check her out. This has been Cozy Cryptid. Check us out on CozyCryptid.com and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you next week. Oh yeah. Check out some merchandise beyond the store.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.